It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We often don't notice dangling or misplaced modifiers in speech, but they can unintentionally create some really funny images.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Dangling modifiers, what's going on?
I was thinking about the grammar lessons I learned as a kid, and for whatever reason, misplaced and dangling modifiers stuck in my head. Do you remember learning about those?
No, that was way too long ago.
And I have no idea why this has stuck with me, but in the grammar book that I had, this must have been junior high, late elementary school, there was a sentence. The sentence was, "Clinging to the side of the aquarium, Mary saw a starfish."
I love that.
And when we stop, we can see what the problem is, which is clinging to the side of the aquarium occurs right next to Mary. Mm-hmm. Clearly, it is supposed to modify the starfish. We hope that it was the starfish clinging to the side of the aquarium. But given the way the sentence was constructed, the modifier, which should modify what comes right next to it, seems to be modifying poor Mary, who is now clinging to the side of the aquarium.
Well, maybe she just wanted to get a closer look.
Well, it could be, but one has to feel sorry for her. She might be in peril. So that is a misplaced modifier because the thing it's supposed to modify is in the sentence, just in the wrong place.
Right.
We then have dangling modifiers. And I'm just going to talk about these ing participles when we talk about modifiers. And a dangling one is one where what it's modifying doesn't even show up in the sentence. Here is an example. Glancing through the document, the typos jumped off the page.
Yeah.
Right. So again, right, they're funny that you think, oh, those typos as they glance through that document.
Yeah.
But clearly what we're referring to is probably the speaker, right? Glancing through the document, I found the typos to be doing whatever I found them to be doing, jumping.
Right.
But the I isn't even in the sentence anywhere. So that participial phrase, glancing through the document, is dangling. It has nothing to modify
that
in the
poor
sentence.
Poor thing.
I know.
Give us another example.
Well, another dangling one would be, flipping over the rock, the spider leapt onto my foot.
That's quite a spider.
It is quite a spider. And here's a misplaced one that I saw in a student essay that I was reading the other day. As a college writing instructor, students have shared with me their anxieties about writing. Right? So as a college writing instructor, students have shared with me. So there we don't have the ing form, but we have the students aren't the college writing instructor. I'm the college writing instructor. But I think what you notice here is that if you just heard that sentence, you would know exactly what it meant. As a college writing instructor, students share with me, and we know that I'm the writing instructor and students are sharing with me. So while we get a lot of rules about misplaced and dangling modifiers, and they can be really funny when you step back and think about them, when we are in speech, we tend not to notice them.
Right.
In writing, we need to be more careful because if there's ambiguity and someone thinks maybe Mary's clinging to the side of the aquarium, you're not there to clarify. So there's a good reason not to misplace or dangle your modifiers when you're writing as opposed to in speech.
Well, let that be a lesson to all of us. Thanks so much, Ann.
And I hope everyone can hold on to those modifiers. Don't let them dangle.